So I just realized we could call these the turmeric tea sessions, you know, sitting on the veranda drinking turmeric tea together. The previous three were enjoying a lovely Rocky Patel. And before that, that seemed like so long ago, that whole revision thing. And I remember one bit with the scar. Anywho. I was thinking the other day, I saw some friends. It was about the year after the riot. I was a prison guard taken hostage in a nasty riot back in 1989. And about a year or so after the riot, I saw some people I went to school with. And I remember them looking at me saying, "Man, you all right?" That was a long time ago, gang. I saw some of those people about 10 years later at a reunion. And actually, it'd be about 8 years later. Their reaction to me was quite different. They could tell that I'd changed. They could tell that I changed, and I didn't go back to normal. I went to be something far beyond what I was before. And what I want to invite you to today is this. When I was doing work with the addiction rehab people, one of the things that I noticed in addiction rehab is addicts are taught, you know, it's not that you can ever become normal again. You know, you're an addict. You're different. And a lot of people are going to try to help you be normal again. And that is impossible for you. And they say it like it's a curse. What I want to offer to you today is I want you to offer, no matter where you think you are in life, I don't want you to settle for normal. I don't want you to settle for average. I don't want you to settle for median or mediocre. I remember it being explained to me that I could get better and I could go back to work as a cop or a prison guard or maybe work in a liquor store if I couldn't go back to law enforcement. I could be a liquor store clerk in Pennsylvania. All right. Anything else while you're here today, sir? We've got a special on red wine. All right. I'd go insane. I wasn't thrilled with any of that. And I don't want you to be thrilled with any of that. If that's what you want, cool, go for it. But I don't meet anyone who just really wants to be stereotypical. What a fascinating word. In other words, typical in both ears. In other words, I want you. I want you to be a mystery. Because I get to a lot of people, that's what I am. I'm an anomaly. I'm a mystery. I'm the guy. When I was diagnosed with PTSD, they told me it's incurable. And I said, all right, let's talk about this. Because I'm not into things that are incurable. And they explained to me, you know, there's like 1 in a million chance that you can get out of this. And I said, tell me about that 1 in a million. And they said, well, that's a stock phrase. You know, that's not literal. I said, do you mean to tell me that of everyone on the planet who has had this kind of condition, no one has escaped it? You're like, well, we can't say that. We don't know of everyone. I said, oh, yeah, here we go. Ready? I'm that 1 in a million. I want you to be that 1 in a million. I don't want you just to be a millionaire. Okay? If you study the numbers, a millionaire is not that hard. I want you to be that 1 in a million person who knows where happiness and wealth comes from. Not just in the head. I want you to feel it in your heart so that you hear it shows up from the heart right now. But more importantly, this is from the belly. There's a silence here. I don't chase. The head will have you sorting all. The head will have you chasing things to sort out right, wrong, good, bad all day long. The heart will have you chasing something for excitement or to avoid desperation all day long. That's okay. The head needs to sort things out. The heart needs to feel things. But once you discover the belly, once you discover the silence of the belly, the vastness of the belly, the pure potential that you are, which shows up in the belly, once you discover that, you get my friends, no. There's something different about him. When he decides he's doing something, it happens. He does it. It happens, and I do it because I come from silence. I'm the drink that all the fizzy is in. The fizzy's the thoughts. The fizzy's when the thoughts pop, or what drives the thoughts. So the fizzy, the little balls in a fizzy drink, those are thoughts. What moves them is feeling. And what they're contained within is the vastness, the ocean, the belly that you are. Most people, from what I can tell, they're like icebergs in the ocean. Here they are, they're an iceberg being pushed around by waves. Some people wake up enough to start noticing what they are as waves. I'm a wave and I can push things around a little bit. That's pretty cool. Being an iceberg, you're just a passive experience of the ocean. You're just getting pushed around by the wind and the waves, and you gradually melt and dissolve. In other words, die. Noticing that you're a wave allows you to notice, you know what, I can pick which wave I am. I can sort of pick which way I go. Pretty cool. I comes into existence in a functional way. Noticing that you're the ocean, you can be a conjunction of any waves, all the waves, none of the waves. Being the ocean, you realize we've barely explored the ocean? Holy crap, is that cool. You've barely explored what you are. And when you get that, in any moment, I get to explore what I am, not just my values or my thoughts or my thinking or my strategies. Okay, I get to notice how I'm an iceberg and how I just passively react. I get to notice what wave shape I'm taking. I out of all the waves that are offered, I tend to go to loving puppy dad or lovely puppy dad. I tend to go to loving husband or lovely husband. I tend to go to loving teacher or lovely teacher. That's the conjunctional waves that I tend to pick from. But the ocean, as I start to move my attention from being the waves to being the ocean, lovely, loving, there's this eternal silence. I don't need to prove I'm a loving husband. Oh, I didn't get Victoria flowers for 2 weeks. Oh my God. I better be nice to her so she knows I'm a loving, lovely husband. You get it? You don't got to prove anything, and you don't seek proof for anything when the belly's involved. From the cottage, I can see very little. We've got these lovely windows, but I can't see much. But I also have a knowing about everything that's out there and everything that's in here. There's a lovely knowing. People get stuck up in the head, heart bounce, and they start imagining things like ghosts and things that go bump in the night. I have a general knowing. Silence. So let's apply this to your congratulatory conversations. Ready? You've seen us on camera. You notice that we can share motion, we can share commotion. Bruce has fallen off the ladder during a show. We can share motion back and forth. Victoria, you go. Okay, 20. How about if you go? Victoria, I'm going to throw some body parts. You entertain people for a while. You get it? We can have fun with the motion and commotion, but you also get that there's a silence that we share. With all of your wins, there's a silence. You've got plenty of money and plenty of capacity to make money. With that comes a silence. Actually, with the silence comes that. I put a lecture up on the website about one greater than John is what it's called. It's on freeneville.com. And it's pretty much the story of my life. Take a peek at that. I'm not going to go into any details on that, but it's really worth a read. I'll say one tiny bit. When you get that there's one greater than John, John still thinks it's about doing physical things. I was named after John the Baptist. We got married on the day that I was supposed to be born, the feast day of John the Baptist. How funny is this stuff? We live in Eltham. The house at the town is called Eltham. It's translated into the house of God. We live literally in the potter's house. The name that I grew up with had to do with vine gardener. That's what it came from in the German. Vine gardener. How funny is stuff like this? I grew up believing that salvation, that improvement, all came from sacrifice. And that spiritual growth came from denying my hungers. That's where that lecture sort of fits in with both those two. By the way, do you know anybody who's financially successful but they've sacrificed their family for it? Or do you know people that could have made some tremendous impact in the world, but they chose not to because they didn't want to sacrifice their family? They sacrificed making the impact. You don't have to sacrifice either. It's funny, the Old Testament, they talk about physical sacrifice. Let's kill some sheep, some goats, yeah, yada, yada, yada. In the New Testament, there's only one sacrifice. You get it? You get to turn your back on who you've been. You get to turn your back on what you've done. You get to practice forgiveness, which is forgetting. It's not about I forgave them. It's about you forgetting. It's about you not having those crappy inner conversations all day long so you can have some congratulatory conversations. Forget the old momentum so you can start up some new goodies. Create some space. And you're going to find the space is always in the belly. The head will always find something to sort out. The heart will always find something to feel. Let them do their jobs. But allow yourself to live from the belly. To discover that silence, that vastness that you are. Don't hide there. Okay? When you find the belly, you could go to a cave and meditate for 20 years. I love when people say something like, and that monk is pretty cool. He went to the cave and meditated for 20 years. Yeah, he found the belly. It ain't hard. You find the belly, everything goes silent. And just being functional in the world is pretty much impossible. Meditating in a cave is easy. I used to go to the woods for weeks at a time for a reason. And yet, you get to discover that you're not here just to go to the belly. That's an option. Go for it if that's what you want. But you're here with all these options on the buffet. Once you discover that you don't have to leave the belly to feel, you don't have to leave the belly to think, you can make this 18-inch adventure all the time. You get your heads afraid that you're going to leave it out. That you're not going to let it be in charge. Don't let it be in charge. Let it be in charge of sorting. That's it. The heart's afraid that you're going to ignore what it feels. Just let the heart feel. Good, bad, right? The heart wants to feel whatever the heart feels. Allow it to feel. But you're going to notice that what you feel and what you think, is not going to be patterned. It's not going to be repeating the same crazy. We all know people that repeat the same crazy. We've done it. You're not going to repeat the same crazy when the belly's there. When you get to the ear of the ocean, you don't have to repeat any crazy patterns that... You don't have to repeat any crazy patterns. You've got the opportunity to assume any state. And you can keep assuming the state of healthy if you want, or wealthy if you want, or happy if you want. But you get to discover how healthy shows up in your life today. How wealthy shows up in your life today. How happy shows up in your life today. You get to let it be a unique experience that you get to discover and explore every day instead of something you have to defend. I encourage you to get out of the castle and explore the kingdom. I know you can do it. That's why you're here. And I encourage you to do it more and more. And we'll be exploring that too. We love you guys. Have a wonderful day. My name is Mr. 2020. And we'll be back with some raw and real. See ya.